going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe Antoine Walker talking about Bam. Antoine Walker was talking about Bam and Tyler. Antoine Walker was saying Bam's like a 3 in his book. Like he's like, I've seen enough. And you remember, who do we have on? Jim Larrañaga was saying, hey, you can't just look at 13 points, 14 points, 15 points. If you look at assists, if he's giving you 9 assists, that's a minimum 18 points, maybe more. Could be 27 points if he's setting up all threes. But Antoine Walker, it was on a podcast. He said something along the lines of, hey, man, like, you can't be that size making that money and put up 14 and 9 or 14 and 7. He's like, you just can't do it. He's like, I've seen enough.
And I watched the Celtics are extremely more talented than the Orlando Magic. I was watching that game yesterday. But the aggression of Orlando keeps them in games.
Right.
We're not aggressive. We don't. Jim, I thought about it because you said Jim Larrañaga. Jim was like, you have those big dudes, Bam should go at them and get them in foul trouble like they did Porzingis. They got Porzingis in foul trouble in the first half, and that's when they kind of stayed with them. We don't have those guys that are going to go. What's his name? Blancho Ranchero. That big-ass son of a gun will go. Blancho goes. We need that kind of aggression.
I ordered that the other day. I was at a Mexican restaurant. I got the Blancho Ranchero.
Blancho Ranchero is gigantic.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I hate what we do here, though. We're like, okay, the Heat are clearly just outmatched, and nobody necessarily is having a great series. And like, we make Antoine Walker's, in my opinion, guilty of it. He makes like this blanket statement on Bam, like, "Oh, I'm taking the last three games and making this statement on Bam." Well, where were those criticisms when Bam was averaging 20 and 10 in the playoffs when the Heat went to the NBA Finals and he was battling with the Joker and still averaging?
You got to do it on a consistent basis. Anyone can have a good playoff series.
But he hasn't had one good playoff series, Hawk. I mean,
But what I'm saying is you're doing what you're accusing Antoine of doing, essentially, which is, hey, I'm going to take the one time that he looked like a dominant big man and hold that up as the example. Antoine Walker saying, I'm going to take this time where he doesn't look dominant, and I'm going to hold that up as the example.
It's not the one time, though. I'm taking body of work throughout his NBA career. That's why he was an all-star.
But
and
we know what his body of work numbers
and Salam,
are.
His body of work is why he gets the criticism. Whatever podcast, I didn't even see the podcast, whatever he was on, nobody asked about Haywood Highsmith. No one asked about – they're asking about Bam
right.
Adebayo
because you're
Max
supposed
player.
To be the Max player, the superstar, and you're a big fella.
Tyler and Bam are going to get criticism just like any other team where when the Celtics lose, it's going to be Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. It's going to be the stars. You want them to criticize who when the Heat get their ass whooped by 37? Who do you want people to criticize right now?
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying Bam is you know not allowed to be criticized. He absolutely is. And there's criticism to hand down on Bam. But you can't, in my opinion, take this series and make a blanket statement on the player Bam is or isn't. I don't think it's fair. The Heat are outmatched. And Bam Adebayo putting up 30 points isn't the difference between the Miami Heat competing in this series or not. We saw it in game one. He had the big scoring numbers. He put up more shots than anybody else on the Heat. And it didn't matter. They still lost by 21 points. Like, this team isn't constructed for Bam to go out there, shoot 30 shots a game, and drop 35.
Yeah,
if he wanted
I think Antoine Walker's point is, if you're the max guy, because we did it to Jimmy, like, hey, you're the star, go out and make them win. And so people are looking at Bam now going, okay, you're the max guy, you're the star, go out and make it at least respectable.
Hold on. I watched Anthony Edwards yesterday against the Lakers when he dropped 43 and went crazy and was pulling up. That's a max player. That's a team leader. This stat stuffer, whatever you want to call him, that's
he's
what it is.
Stuffer.
We're watching
it's
greatness,
the opposite.
And Bam's not looking great. Bam's not – is Bam looking great in this series?
No, not at all. I'm not saying I'm not arguing that Bam is looking great, but I think it's silly to ask Bam to be a guy that he's not. Bam Adebayo is not somebody who's going to go give you 40 points and win you a playoff series with his scoring. But you know what he is going to do? He's going to guard 1 through 5. He's going to put somebody like Jason Tatum, like we saw in the Eastern Conference Finals multiple times. He's going to lock him down, which no other center in the NBA can do.
Guess what I do if I guard 1 through 5? I lose by 37 points.
It's just silly. Oh, we know who Bam is. We do this every year.
He's paid like he's a top guy, though, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's how we judge people. I mean, fair or not. Like
It's exactly what we do.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm not criticizing. I agree with it. Postseason success is what makes players. That's what they have to do. That's what made playoff Jimmy, playoff this. That's why they have that name.
And what the hell? Postseason success that Antoine Walker has have as a one.
I'm not defending Antoine Walker. He just started the conversation.
Sick to my stomach.
Antoine Walker
Wade.
Just talking.
He's just talking. The conversation.
Okay, I played at the highest level.
Defending Antoine Walker.
And you're bringing up Anthony Edwards. Remind me how many finals appearances Anthony Edwards has? How many times he won a Western Conference championship?
He's 17
because
years
Adebayo,
old.
Bam Adebayo's been to two NBA finals. Channing Crowder. Bam Adebayo's been to two NBA finals. Anthony Edwards hasn't been to none. He's been a zero NBA Finals.
So would you take Bam over Anthony Edwards right now?
Well, how many years has Anthony Edwards been in the league next to Bam?
3 to 10.
Right?
Yeah.
That's not really a fair comparison.
And Dwayne Wade carried Antoine Walker to the only title he has, and all of a sudden Antoine Walker's going to turn his back on this organization. What a
turn his back.
How's he turning his back on the organization? He's telling you. There's a text that came in. This guy hates you, this texter, Solana. But he says, yeah, it's really silly to ask your star to be a star, you gumless, kneeless fool.
I'm going to make me spit up my lemonade.
You gumless, kneeless fool is a very good insult.
It's accurate, too. I'm not saying Bam shouldn't play better. That's not the takeaway here. But stop asking Bam to be the guy who's going to go get you 40 points at a game.
But who do we ask?
You ask the team as a whole to go out there.
but that's not how it works in sports. I'm sorry. That's not how it works in max contract sports. That's just
sports. Hawk, like, there's stars. But Hawk, there's jerseys that sell, and you need to carry the team. Right.
Hawk, you grew up watching one of the greatest teams ever assembled in the Chicago Bulls, right? And Michael Jordan was the one. Nobody questioned that. Scottie Pippen was the two. Mm-hmm. Nobody questioned that. Dennis Rodman was the three. Nobody questioned that. But Dennis Rodman was an integral part of them winning. You knew what he was going to go out there and do. He was going to rebound the basketball and defend like a maniac.
But first of all, Rodman wasn't a max player, but he was.
He would be in this NBA.
Sure, but he was a defensive specialist. But they had scorers. You got to remember who they had: John Paxson knocking down threes. They had Craig Hodges knocking down threes. They had Tony Kukoc for the second run. That's a third scoring option. Like, it's just different. You're like, it's. I don't think you're comparing apples to apples. You could maybe do it with Rudy Gobert.
He's saying that there's guys that have roles of what they do, but they don't get criticized. When they lost, nobody said this Dennis Rodman didn't have enough rebounds. They would put it on Michael and Scotty. Those are the two guys that were leading that team. Nobody ever said, man, this B.J. Armstrong needs to work a little more. It's B.J. Armstrong. Steve Kerr was there. Nobody ever criticized those guys. They criticized the top dog, and Bam is one of the top dogs.
I meant Steve Kerr, not John Paxson. I mean, John Paxson was there, but I meant to name drop
Crowder.
Steve Kerr.
Hawk, when you
Crowder
were watching those Chicago Bulls 90s team, did you ever say, man, this Steve Kerr's letting us down?
I mean, he had a big shot.
But you're saying Dennis Rodman didn't get criticized for lack of production?
No.
I mean, he was the most criticized player that the Chicago Bulls had.
Because he was dressed up like a woman and he used to go crazy.
No one blamed him for losses.
My point is, you're asking Bam to be somebody that he's simply not going to be, because that's not who he is. He is not somebody who's going to put up 35 points a game night in and night out.
It doesn't have to be night in and night out, though. But I said, is there a pathway? He said, yes, Tyler and Bam have to put up 60. And we know that Bam's not capable of holding up that end of the deal.
Oh, well, he is, but you're not going to win the game, right? Like, look at game one. You saw it when the offense is Bam setting screens and the Cavs are in drop coverage, and it leads to Bam just taking wide open jumper after wide open jumper after wide open jumper, which is his skill set on the offensive end. Guess what, Crowder? The math isn't going to work. Cleveland's threes are more than Bam's twos, which is what happened in game one. It's as simple as that. And Bam has incorporated the three in his game, but it's not consistent enough. You don't want to take
it, or does he just shoot it more? Because it doesn't go in.
Stop.
It doesn't go in, Solana.
Crowder.
I've incorporated supermodels into my dating repertoire.
Hawk became a supermodel. Is it successful?
I don't know, but I incorporated it.
If you're looking at game three, where Tyler Hero only shot the ball 13 times.
Does anyone see a pathway for the Heat to win tonight?
Hell no. They're going to lose by 20.
No, I see it. I see
bet the under 20 and a half.
I see the vision. I see the vision. I really do.
All right.
I wouldn't bet on it. I see it. The Marlins, they dropped 2 of 3 versus the Mariners. They're going to play the Dodgers for a 3-game set starting tonight. It's a late night game tonight.
I'm excited to watch that Dodgers team.
Can you bet, like, Ohtani ding-dongs over a 3-game series?
It's a really good question. I don't think so.
Or who probably has more homers? Ohtani
like
or Matt Mervis.
Offshore book. I mean, someone will book that bet. I don't think you can do that on the Hard Rock.
He is 3 of 10 three-pointers.
30%.
Ooh, Bam?
Bam.
Yeah.
30%.
Based on the team around that.
Shohei to hit a ding-dong tonight is plus 260. Conversely, Matt Mervis to hit a ding-dong tonight is plus 575. I will tell you this. They've dropped Matt Mervis to seventh in the lineup. We're not going to hit enough ding-dongs. We're not going to get enough at-bats with this guy batting seventh in the lineup. We got to have Clayton McCullough on this show. I don't like what he's doing. He's freezing my guy out.
He's freezing him out.
They're freezing him out.
He don't want him to hit home.
Just because he's Jewish?
I don't know if that's the case.
I was just asking a question.
Inter Miami lost 4-3 yesterday to FC Dallas at home, but none of the guys that anybody cares about really were in the lineup yesterday.
Did Messi play?
No, Messi did not play. Suarez did not play either.
Whittingham told us on Friday that they probably would rest them till Wednesday for the CONCACAF.
Wednesday, the big game.
Yeah.
Semifinal. They're down 2-0. Don't want to concede an away goal either. So that's the big one.
They got to get the aggregation together.
Yeah, it's all about the aggregation.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody texts in, Udonis in his prime was better for the Heat compared to Bam.
Okay.
Udonis had, to the conversation, it's a crazy conversation to get deep into, Udonis had D-Wade, Bam has Tyler. Udonis could do a lot of different things and be Udonis when you have Dwayne Wade out there with you and Shaq and those boys.
Udonis was, and this is not an indictment on.
This is a total indictment. Wait till you hear this, folks.
This is not an indictment on OG.
All of a sudden, his microphone's shaking.
You better not. He might be listening. You know he's in town.
I feel him creeping behind me. Bro, Udonis was never a number two or number three option. He was never relied on to score baskets ever. He was just
that's the texter's point.
Bam's
point is that Udonis played a role that was more suited to his skill set than what Bam is being paid to do. I'm not agreeing or disagreeing. I'm just telling you that's the texter's point is that Udonis. Was if you were casting people, Udonis was cast correctly.
Okay, but Bam Adebayo, as the number two option on this team, was part of two separate NBA Finals runs. How could you make the case that UD was more
important? How many championship runs was he part of?
He takes the level down. He takes it down. Two championship runs to win the East, but it's not championships.
But you're downplaying making the finals as Bam with your number two option. I don't understand the thought process there. I don't. I'm not saying that it's okay that they didn't win the championship. They should win the championship. That should be the goal every single season. There's no doubt about it. But to just say that those seasons don't matter because you didn't lift the banner. I mean that's what we're doing. I don't agree with that.
That's what you're doing, Antoine Walker.
Nah, Antoine Walker. Oh, because he shot with his tippy toes. Everybody loved him. I mean, get out of here.
All of a sudden. I mean, you can't discount the run to the championship, but Antoine Walker, you can discount the actual championship.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects to it's good.
Strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.